Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. God bless you, my family radio listeners. This is Pastoral Starling with the Anointed Word Ministries. And I'm so glad to be here today to be a voice, be, praise God, a voice for the Lord. And just praise God to bring to you, praise God, to update, praise God, of how God is handling, praise God, this situation. Because as we may know, praise God, that we are the children of God, those that are his and know him and is born again, you know your Father. And today, praise God, I want to talk to you. I just want to talk to you briefly, not for a long time, but I really want you to get this, that the judgment of the Lord is upon this nation. Do I need to say that again? The judgment of the Lord on this nation. Now, Father, I thank you once again, God, for allowing me to be able to, those that are listening and those that will listen and those that think they might want to listen, however it may come to be, Father God, I will bring forth the word, praise God, of life, praise God, to the individuals too, praise God, this broadcast, to let people know you are real. You are real, my Father. You have never faked any event, but you are real. And I thank God for you. And Father, most of all, Father, I ask in your divine name, my Abiyah, that you would allow those that do not know you even right now, that they would be able to repent and seek your face, God, and get to know you. It is not too late until it's over. But Father God, you've given them a chance, even to the last minute, you still giving them a chance to seek after you and find you while you yet can be found. Because there's coming a time and a minute and a day that you will not be around. And Father God, I thank you, Father, for allowing me, Father God. You chose me, Father, my Abiyah. I didn't choose you. You chose me. And I thank you, Father, for choosing me. And Father, I will say it. I will tell it. I will praise God. When they want to hear, when they don't want to hear, I will tell it. Hallelujah. But Father God, you are a God of love. But Father, you love us, but you hate the sins that we do. And Father, I thank you once again, God, for the word today. And Father, I ask that you bring clarification and clarity, that they may understand and hear and come to you, because you said in your word, Father, the day you hear my voice, your voice, the word of God being preached and ministered, harden not your heart, because that is the day salvation. If you hear this word today, salvation has come to your house. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Abiyah. And today, praise God, I say, Father, I thank you once again. Allow me, praise God, to go forth and bring your word. It's not my word, but it's thine. And Father, allow me to speak it, praise God. Speak it with clarity and understanding that they may understand that, Father God, you've given us a chance once again. And Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you, my Abiyah. I thank you, the magnificent one, the Anithia, omnipresent, praise God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for being who you are, for you are the great I am, and I praise you today. But today, praise God, I want to bring to you, go into the book of Revelation, 1 through 18. And in that book, praise God, we're going to be talking about the judgment of the Babylonian, the harlot. Now, you know, praise God, that the United States is a harlot. She's a heartless. She's what we may call, she's a prostitute. Yes, she is. Yes. You know where they have her. We already got our mark. She's standing, praise God, in the waters, praise God, in New York, in the middle of the water, standing. That's the heartless. They gave her to us, and we kept her. And she has, praise God, brought doom upon us. That is the heartless in the ocean, praise God, in New York, standing in the harbor. In the harbor. And the heartless of God is saying, we praise God of the judgment of God, praise God of this world. We saw God destroy the world through a series of powerful plagues. Yes. We also witnessed the defense, praise God, the defense of the fallen of man. Yes. We even saw the face of judgment. Man refused to repent, and they are still refusing to repent. And our same God is praying out, repent, every one of you, or you all gonna love my parish. Because I have been sending that same word. It has not changed. None of it fell off. It's still REBENT, repent, every one of you, or you all going to likewise perish. So right now, pray God, the devil got everybody, the nation on a run because of a disease, praise God, a plague that has been put out. God told you, he explained to you, if you would follow me and follow my instruction and follow my word and keep my word and keep my commandments, none of these diseases will come nigh your dwelling. But I tell you right now, praise God, everybody is using Psalm 91. Them that never read it, don't know it, can't read it, don't understand it, and don't even believe it. But they're grabbing that word, Psalms 91. But let me explain to you, people of God, people of the world, people of Facebook, wherever you may be. The word, praise God, the letter killeth, but the letter, but the spirit maketh alive. You can read that book, but if you don't know who God is, if you not have a relationship with him, you nothing. You can stack it on the wall. You can put it on everything you own. You can pass it all, praise God, across the roads, the freeways, the expressways, wherever you want to put it. You can paint it on your vehicle and ride it up and down the road. But if you don't know who God is, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, Psalm 91 cannot help you. He was talking about his people that believed in him, and that was his people that sat in his presence, that sought after him, that praise God, that come to him, that has repented, hallelujah, because right now nobody is repenting. Everybody is running, talking about they know the Lord, and I'm saying everybody. Nobody is a sinner no more. Nobody's coming to the Lord and repenting. You just grabbing the word and grabbing the word. Baby, let me explain to you, my friend. Do you not know the devil believe and he tremble? Do you not know the devil know the word? Do you not know that he was up like kicked out? He know the book. But live it. He didn't have a relationship with the Lord. And many of you are serving him with your mouth. God is far from God. You serve him because fear has gripped. You don't know who to turn to. So now you grab hold to that word and you read it now and praise God and you recite it. Boom. Let me tell you something. You must have a relationship with God. Or the Yahuwah. You must have a relationship with him. He said, I don't know you. You never sat in my presence. You never sought after me. And now you grab hold to Psalms 91. The Facebook is running over with Psalms 91. Have to look in there and see that they take it from the word Psalms 91. Okay, recite it. But you're not living it. He do not know you. You must have a relationship. I must say it and say it and say it. A relationship with the God, with God. You must have a relationship. You must praise God. He must know you, and you must know him. And he don't know you just by you reading the book. My God, you must have a relationship. He said, he that will, let him come. You must come to him through repentance, my friend. If he had to tell Nicodemus that he must be born again, so do you. He just walked up and said, well, I'm just going to pick the word of the day and read this part. Not the first time. Read it. The Bible tells me, praise God, that not the mighty man conceive the things. But they are foolishness unto him. Carnal-minded. Carnal-minded means fleshly-minded. Hallelujah. Everybody took them out. They saved now. Everybody saved. Everybody done gripped on the word, and they think they got it. Let me help you out. Don't let the devil fool you because he's already done that. He has deceived this whole nation. The Bible said the devil have deceived the whole nation. Everybody running scared, trembling. Got them on the run. Yes, this is what the devil has done. But the Bible said, if any man be lost, he is lost because the devil has blinded him. I'm not up here trying to minister to you, try to get you to give me numbers, because you don't have to give me anything. You don't even have to listen. It doesn't matter, because the word of God said, when the word goes out, it will go out and accomplish that and what it has been sent. I don't need to prophesy to you. I'm going to prophesy to you what God is trying to do for you. I'm going to prophesy to you what God wants you to do for him. You need to get in contact with God. You need to be saved and sanctified. You must be in a relationship with God. I'm not going to tell you God going to give you money. God going to give you a house. God going to do this for you and for that. You ain't doing nothing for God. That's the problem. You want the blessing, but you don't want the blesser. You want to use him. That's what you think. But you can't hoodwink God. He created you. He know when you're lying. He know when you're not. But you don't have a relationship. He said, you never sit in my presence. Do he know your name? The word of God tell me in Jeremiah 33:3, he said, if you call upon me, I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. But you can't call upon him because you don't know him and he don't know you. You are a stranger to him. You have no relationship with him. You don't. And you're living in this. The whole Babylon. Everybody doing what they want to do. Sleeping with everybody, dressing how you want to dress, profane language out of everybody's mouth. Everybody doing what they want to do. So now the sickness of this plague is here because he told you, yes, he said in Psalms 91 that the devil would come. But guess what he said to those that love him and know him and have served him and worship him and in a relationship with him? Not because you just see and not want to read it. No, my friend. He said this right here. He said, because guess what? The plagues will come, sickness will come. He said, but guess what? 1,000 will fall at your left, or 10,000 at your right. But don't need neither one more will come not your dwelling. Why? Because God is my protection. He watches over me. He knows me. Yes, who I am. How you going to grab hold of something you ain't never studied in your life? Some of you right now to this day, praise God, don't even have Bibles in your house. When they took the prayer out of school, they took them out the heart of the people. Yes, hallelujah. They took them out. Now everybody now all of a sudden not even want to put back in. Destruction has already hit and will hit. You in your hiding place, the Lord will send back because he know you. He is acquainted with you. Hey, God. This is why the word of God said, if the devil shall give unto his children, how much more should I give unto mine? He said, his children, people. The Bible tells me, praise God, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you are none of his. He said, you are a bastard and not a son. That's the word. The word of God said, you are a bastard and not a son. Saying, praise God, that God is not playing with this thing. We played church all these generations. Everybody still playing church, going to church every Sunday, hearing the same message every Sunday, but nobody's teaching you, you must repent. Into the kingdom, you must repent. That is a way for God to reach down and see you and save you from this ultimate generation. You must have a relationship with him. My God, you can't sing your way in. You can't pray, you can't even preach your way in. You must be related and connected to the master in the spirit realm. But you've not taken time to do that. Time you saying, everybody run and grab Psalm 91. Okay, get it. But it's not doing you any good when you don't have a relationship with the Lord. I'm not talking about going to no church. Hell, people in the church that are going to hell out of the church. They said every Sunday, same thing being preached. Ain't nobody preaching to you about life eternal. You're not preaching that. They preach to you about the Daniel and the dying den and all this stuff. They ain't even tied. Baby, that's not going to get you into heaven, my friend. Heaven doors don't open you because you're a good person. Good people don't go to heaven. They go to hell. Save people. Sanctified and set aside people. That is connected to Yahuwah. Those are the ones that are chosen. And he also said, praise God, if your name is not written, nobody tell you, you've never heard that. Your name must be in the book of life. You never heard that. Nobody ever teach you that. You on your way to heaven, but you ain't got your name in the book. The book is about your attendance, my friend. He must be able to call your name and you answer him on the roll call. Come on. You've got to be able to answer him. But if your name ain't in there, you ain't in heaven. He's going to say, cast them out into the spirit of outer darkness. You never sought him about the book of life. If your name was not written in the book of life, you will not be going to heaven. And the thing about this, my friend, is this. The Bible said going to heaven is straight and narrow and narrow. So all these thousands of people you see walking up to the altar, somebody they being saved, ain't nobody preaching repentance to them. It's a show. Repent. Repent. John the Baptist came for preaching repentance. Jesus preached repentance. But we, people of this generation, they don't even mention it. Even mention in the sermons. Man's sermons. The Bible said man must always pray and not to faint. We must always repent because guess what? God knows he sees the seen and the unseen. He knows the very thoughts of your heart. You can think the wrong thing. That's why we must repent daily, constantly. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. He don't want you to be fearful of him like he's going to hurt you. He wants you to be fearful. That's the fear he's talking about. We today, praise God, in America, we have turned our backs on God. We have walked away from his principle, his commandment, praise God. Praise God, we have walked away from everything that God has told us. We've turned our backs on God. And yet now, praise God, the devil is out running, got you running scared. You don't know what to do, where to go, who to talk to. You don't know anything. Now you're running scared. Well, see, I heard the word of God said, fear is of torment. Perfect love casts out fear. He told me he would never leave me or forsake me. But he can only tell me that if we got a relationship together. Anybody can read the book. Anybody can read it. But with understanding is when you get the connection. Hallelujah. Glory. Your connection, praise God, by living and touching God in the spirit. He said, praise God, sin stinks in his nostrils. But when we go to God in prayer and worship, in real prayer and worship, he said it comes up as a sweet smell into his nostrils. You want to grab hold to it because it's just that. No. The answer is no. It don't work like that. You think you're going to heaven because you do good in the church. You think you're going to heaven, praise God, because you done cooked in the church. Are you working on the usher bowl? Are you doing certain things for the pastor? And so what? You are saved by grace. That's what he said. You are saved by grace. You saved by grace. Least any man could boast. You can't boast about what you do and what you're doing to get you into heaven. It's only the grace of God that sees you into this realm. Only God's grace that opened the door for you to be able to walk into the spirit realm, into where he is and where he's allowed, where you should be allowed. No, because everybody's doing their own thing. You want to use him like a ticket for a withdrawal from a bank. You want to use it when you want to go get something from it. Otherwise, you ain't thinking about it. You don't want to deal with it. Think this is your life. It is not your life. The word of God, praise God, when he returns, he's coming back for a church. Not the building people, because he said in his book, in the book he said, praise God, there will not be one building left standing on top of another. What does that mean? He's going to destroy them. Now, if you is your spirit man, blemish. Come back to where I live. Flesh won't go. Flesh won't go. The flesh was designed, came from the dirt. Dirt. Earth. Mother Earth, that's where it's going back to. You got to understand something, people. The people that have passed away and gone on, they're not dead. They're not dead. No, they're not dead. The spirit don't die. Spirits don't die. They live forever. This is why the Lord is trying to let you know you're living now in the temple. You're in a temple body. You're in a temple world. Yes, rumors of wars and wars and rumors of wars and famine and hunger and homelessness and sickness. All this will come. But he said the end is not yet. Kovana, whoever she is, whatever it is, because if the saints of God, hallelujah, had been praying like you're supposed to be, you would have stopped it at the shores. It could have been stopped at the shores. But everybody took a siesta. We took off. You took off. You didn't believe God. And the devil walked in the front door. And you didn't even see him. He walked in upon your shores. I don't care what wall they had or borders. He crossed that too. And he came in here in flying colors. He came in here with a vengeance. He came to kill, to devour, and to destroy whom he can. That's why he's here. See, one thing about the enemy, he don't give up and he don't stop. He don't quit. Because he know his time is short. We don't know our time. And we have allowed that devil to sneak right in. Now all of a sudden, everybody want to use the word. You should have been using it before he got to the shores. We'd have been praying like God asked us to do. If we had been doing like he said for us to do in 13, 2 Corinthians, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, if my people, if my people, he was saying if because you wasn't doing it. If my people, which are called by my name, if you call by your name and you don't know it, it ain't all in you. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, get down. Don't be haughty. Don't think you got it like that. Don't think you what you think you're not. You come to him as a little child. If you had been doing this, these things, a lot of these things could have been blocked and stopped. Prayer is one of the most richest resources in the universe that man has never really tapped into. And the devil is slipping right in on every little hole he gets. He just sliding right in. Because you don't pray like you used to. You don't see God like you used to. You don't need him no more. Because now you got a better house. You got a better car. You got a better job. You look better. You got new clothes. You got a hairdo. You're looking a little deeper now. Now pride done dropped in and set up on your shoulder. You done forgot about where you come from. You've forgotten where you come from. You forgot who brought you where you are. Prayer brought us, praise God, from the shore through slavery. Prayer brought us, our forefathers, through. And you feel now that we couldn't, Corona couldn't have been handled? No, because everybody's too busy going about their daily tasks. Everybody's doing what they want to do. Nobody's praying anymore. They dropped off. No more prayer meetings no more. The church doors are locked. And I was coming up, praise God, you would go to the church and sit in there all day if you like to go in there and pray. Nobody was trying to keep you out. Now they lock you out. They done gone home. The doors are locked now. You on your own now. You ain't praying in your house because you never did pray in your house. It's a hard thing when you never did. Prayer breaks the yokes. Prayer is the key. But we done gave the key away. Nobody's praying anymore. Foolishness. On the book. All that crap. All that mess. Everybody talking about everybody's business. You need to be on your face and on your knees. Crying out to God. It ain't over. It ain't over. But now you want to grab one little passage of scripture. Praise the Lord. You want to work it like you know you got. It ain't like that, my friend. Your flesh is an enemy to God. He said, praise God in Romans 8. Therefore now there is no condemnation to them that walk upright before me. To them that work upright before me. What he was saying is, praise God, let you know what you need to do. You need to decrease day by day and let him increase in you. Because you have no time. Because you think you got it like that. Because you think because you go to church every day, God don't care nothing about you attending church. Let me help you out. He don't care nothing about you attending church. Not at all. This is going on. You can't even go to church. The government ain't going to let you come. He ain't going to let you come together now. Now what you going to do? You can't go set up in there now. He ain't going to have it. I used to say it, it's coming all the time. It's coming. There'll be a time you won't be able to go to them doors and push it. They ain't going to let you go and do it. Go and do it and see what happens. They don't want you gathering now. No. You also got to run to the church. You got to go to this. And then as a matter of fact, praise the Lord, you're going to church on the wrong day anyway. If you count your calendar, I told you the devil done fooled you. The devil done hoodwinked you. He got us hoodwinked. That's 7 days in a week. Today is the first day of the week, Sunday. Look at your calendar. You're so blind you don't even see that. Monday, not that ain't the Sunday, is the first day of the week. Monday the second. Tuesday the third. Wednesday the fourth. You got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's the sixth day. The seventh day is a Saturday. Devil done hoodwink us. He done fooled the whole nation. Deceived us. We sitting looking right at him. Listen to us. Because everybody got a mind to do what they want to do and not do what the Lord thy God has said to do. He that keep his mind stayed on me, says the Lord, I will keep him in perfect peace. Some of you so messed up right now. Know what to do now. You just like a rag tore up and shambles. You don't know what to do. No peace. No peace. Confused. Don't know what to do, who to turn to, what to believe. But I heard the word of God said, praise God, that the thing that will come to the face of the earth, that men will have heart attacks and drop dead because they cannot handle is about to show and come up on the face of the earth. So people, there is no time to play church. There's no time to play like you say. Just because you read a scripture, you better get in your prayer closet and begin to get on your face and begin to cry out before the Lord. Go out and ask God, God, come into me. God, you must praise God, confess that you are a sinner, but you want the word to work for you, but you never told God you are a sinner. Because that's what the word says. You must first confess. You must confess that you are a sinner and that you need the Lord in your life. You need to be born again of the spirit and of the water. Praise God, you got to make a new spiritual transformation. Praise God. You can't get it just by reading the book. You got to go to God and admit, I did wrong, God. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want my children to be lost. Father God, you promised me everything you promised me. You can do it because you're not a God that you can lie. You're not a God that breaks your promises. Over 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 promises, you never broke one. The promise of God is not broken. But you just want to grab it and think you done did something because you grab it and read it and got your Bible laying home on your bed wide open, so what? And the devil in there, and he reading it too. You got to make a transformation. That's what he said. Let every man work out his own soul salvation. You can go to the church all you want to and listen to the pastor, but you better be working out your own soul salvation. It's not his job to work out your salvation. It's yours. It's your job to work out your salvation. That's why he said, let every man what? Study the what? The book, to show themselves approved unto God, not man. Not everybody want to read it and see what you put on Facebook. Nobody cares. He don't, because he know it's a fake. No. Don't come tell me God knows. Yes, he knows, because he said, I know your thoughts are far off even before you think. The next thing you're going to say, I already know it. I know it. That's why he said to you, bring your sins. Bring your sins to me and then confess your sins. He said, when you do this, I will take all of the sins. You can't sit there and name them, but you got too many. That's why he said, God, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. God, I have transgressed against you. Father God, wash me. Wash me clean, God, that I may be your child and you be my father. You must confess it. What do you think the 12 steps at Alcoholics Anonymous do that? They come in there, they got to say those 12 steps, my friend. And then when they say the last one, guess what they have to say last? I am a alcoholic. You put it out into the atmosphere, and then God can work through you. But you sit there because you don't know about you're a sinner. You was born shaped in iniquity and sin. Did our mothers conceive us? You was born in sin. Still walk around thinking all of that. But if you miss heaven, hell will be your place to live. The Lord did not plan the wrath of God upon this nation. You got to know who he is. I promise you, you must get to know and do it quickly who he is. He's going to be like a thief tonight. That's what he said to the five foolish virgins, the five wise. I'm coming as a thief in the night. Ready or not, he's coming. Y'all walk around here trying to figure out how to do it. He done left us with the answer. He left us with the answer. He said, I've given you everything you got. I won't leave you. I won't leave you. Now, that's why I left the Holy Ghost. But if you do not have the Holy Ghost, you ain't got him, people. Y'all played all this time out. And they said, hide and go seek. Playing hide and go seek. Time out. You got to know who Jesus is. Know him in this hour. Know him in this dispensation. Then he can fight for you. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. He said what? He told you to look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help should be coming from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He ain't going to allow your footsteps to be moved. Because guess what? He neither slumber nor sleep. He don't slumber, he don't sleep. He's never off his post. He said, I'll be with you. I will be with you. Say this again. Hallelujah. Hey, God. He said, I'll be with you. Lo, even unto the end of the world. If you're mine and I'm yours, I'll be with you. I'll carry you through. Even when you're in trouble, he said, I will deliver you. Even when you're in trouble, I'll deliver you. I'll fight for you. Hallelujah. That's why he said, I give my angels charge over you. Lest at any time, for anything that you dash your foot against, any problem you run into, any situation you can't handle, anything you figure just suppressing you, and praise God, and giving you, and make you become depressed. He said, I give my angels charge over you. Time is over. You got to know that you 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 know Yahuwah is your deliverer. That Yahuwah is standing right where he was the first time you supposed to be giving yourself to the God to come to him. He ain't moving. He don't run. He stands his ground. That's why he said, you got to come. You got to come. The day you hear my voice, don't you harden your heart. I don't want to hear all that. It don't make sense. Don't harden your heart. Do not harden your heart. Because this is the day of salvation. It is visits your house. You can accept it or you don't have to. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I'm not doing what I'm doing for a popularity contest. I'm not bringing for a praise God the word for a popularity contest. I'm not bringing it for nobody to like me because Jesus loved me. That love is one love praise. I would give it up for nothing because he loves me. He loves me. And I love him. People, it's time. Because the heartless, the prostitute, America is in doom. It is in doom. And God hear the cry of the righteous. He hears the cry of his righteous. Yes, he does. Father, I thank you. I thank you this day, my Abiyah, for your word. For your word is true. And you said it. Came that you might have life. Lord, in your you stand in the ground for the living God. Regardless of what's going on around you, you still got your peace. You still okay because you know you're in the only hand that can keep you when you can't be kept by yourself. Listen to me, people. Come to the Lord. Do what you must do. Get in your prayer closet. Man must always pray and not to faint. That's what he said. If you faint, you don't reap the benefits. Pray. Seek God while you can be found. Knock and it shall open. Ask and it shall be given. Ask. Knock, and I want you to come. It's not God's will that you be destroyed. It's not his will. This is why he said, I didn't prepare hell for you, but I prepared it for the devil and his angels. See all this he doing? He going to hell too. Oh, you think he ain't going? Yes, he has a place. Yes, he does. See, that's what I'm saying, because he know he ain't going to go down by himself. He ain't going down by himself. All this stuff is going on in the government and around the world, wherever it's going on. God got it all in control. He still is Alpha and the ending. Guess what? Who doing what? They not going to get by. They got to stand before him too. Do you understand? No matter what power struggle, what they in, what position, they got to stand before the maker. Yes. They got to give an account of everything they've done. They're going to give an account. And the Bible said that you do right. God said that righteous will come back and judge the world. He said when he come back with his host of angels. And they are coming to judge the world. Don't get it twisted because he's coming. Everybody not talking about Armageddon. I hope y'all know about that. That's a war. That's a war. We're talking about war, are we not? Yes. Things are already lining up. It's already lined up. It's already lined up. God is just holding back the curtains because he wants his people to repent. Him in the pardon of your sin. What profit you to gain this world and lose your own soul? It profits you to gain God for your great sweet. And it's you today. For you are the only true and living God. You cannot lie. He said, let every man be a liar, but let God be the truth. You are the truth, my Father. And I thank you, my Abba Yah. And I bless your name. Touch hearts. Change mind. Change directions. Change. Now, Shalom.